give a little bit of guidance, and then then we'll do our thing. So there is a meditation, a core meditation that the Buddha refers to as Upasama Nusati. And Upasama is peace. So it is the recollection or the remembrance of peace. Thinking of this for those who have some experience of peace, this can be a very powerful meditation subject to go back to, and to even take it as an object. It can remind us what our priorities can be and what the way out of our problems can be, and show us the direction where things can dissolve. But it also shows us more than that. So turning our mind towards the Nibbana element. Nibbana is what we say, the unconditioned, the unafflicted, the unailing, the unconstructed. There's many names, the island, the refuge, the peace, everlasting. We start this sort of mindfulness and recollection by recollecting that everything that is suffering has a limit. Everything that is solid, everything that is heavy, everything that is out of control is within suffering. It has a beginning and it has an end. Everything we are, everything we have, everything we do is within suffering. It has a beginning and it has an end. But there is that outside of suffering. There is that which we cannot become, we cannot own. That which does not do. That which doesn't have a beginning and doesn't have an end. Peace is always out there. It has no direction. It is everything outside of this suffering that we know. As our mind starts to wind down, the thoughts start coming a little slower, the breath becomes even. We can know that all that is arising and ceasing in peace. So we don't have to follow the objects. We don't have to follow the structures. We don't have to follow anything. That which is peaceful does not suffer. It takes no effort. It needs no support. And it is always there if we remember.